Hey guys, so I wanted to record something for you, but I honestly didn't know what, and I was listening to some audios on my way home from work, and I just listened to another one at home while playing, and I was gonna just listen to one and let you guys listen to me listening, as I have done several times, but I thought maybe that is getting kind of boring. So, one of the other ideas I had was to tell you about the first time I went to the club. So the city I live near has three, I think, lifestyle clubs, aka swinger clubs, aka sex clubs. I've only been to one of them, but it's very fun. I don't go often anymore, but I started going almost 2 years ago, and for a while there I went every weekend, sometimes twice a weekend, and it's very fun, and I have screenshots from when I told one of my friends about my experience the next day. And I have a terrible memory. And I've been to the club a lot and had a lot of other sexual experiences since then. So I kind of forgot some of the details myself. I was just looking over it again. And I forgot that not only was it my first time I went to the club, but I have this, this message here. So it was my first time kissing a woman, sucking a titty, fingering someone, having a foursome or swapping, having public sex, watching other people have public sex, and walking around in my bra and panties in front of everyone. It was an interesting night. So I'd been hearing about the clubs for a few months at that time. I never knew about them until a little over a couple years ago. I had just seen people posting on Reddit about them, and I was interested, but didn't have anyone to go with. And this one day, a guy had posted on, like, the local subreddit, looking for someone to go with, because, he wanted to go, and he'd been a few times, and it's cheaper for guys to go in with a woman than by themselves. So we chatted, like, throughout the day and decided to meet up that night for a couple drinks and then go to the club. So we did that. We got a couple drinks. We went to the club. We went in. He showed me around a little bit. And I had gone in, like, in jeans and a regular top. And, so we got there, went in, he showed me around a little bit, we got our drinks, and went into, like, the big main room. We danced for a couple minutes, and then started making out, and then we got on one of the couches, and we're playing. We stripped each other, I sucked his cock, he ate my pussy, and then we fucked on the couch, him on top, me on my back with my legs up. And it was pretty early in the night, like, we had just gotten there, and it was pretty early, so we were the only people fucking so far. And then for the rest of the night I just walked around my brown panties, which was an interesting experience for me. I've never done something like that outside of, like, you know, home with someone, or, you know, at a hotel or whatever. Like, don't just do that in public. So after that, we hung out, we danced, we went to go to the bathroom, and there was a line. One of the bathrooms is off of this room with, like, a couple beds in it. So we were waiting, and he sat on the edge of one of the beds, and we started making out, and then we just decided, since we were waiting, let's have some fun. So we're making out, and then I kneeled down in front of him and sucked his cock. And there are a couple other couples in the room. There's another bed, and there's like a couch and a chair and stuff. So there are other couples spread out, and all the dudes in the room were getting head. There were like three or four of them, including him. and then there were other people. Like, every time you're at the club, like, people will either, they come in to go to the bathroom, or people just like go through the different rooms to see if there's any action going on, anything worth watching, anything they want to try joining. So then after I sucked his cock for a while, I got up on the bed and I rode him. And then he turned me around and he fucked me from behind. And then we both came. And then a guy came over and told me, good job. So then we went back to like the main room, and we're just hanging out, and like I was dancing and he was hanging out, and there was a couple on the other side of the room, and it was this black couple, and the girl was sucking the guy's dick, and my friend and I were both interested, so we went over and like sat kind of near them, just watching at first. And the girl and I made eye contact a couple times while she was sucking his dick. Or no, rather, so she had been sucking his dick, and then we went over and he was eating her out, and she and I made eye contact while she was getting her pussy eaten. And then she was sucking his cock again. And I don't know where this, I mean, I'm sure I've done it since then, but like this was my first time. But I just went over to her and I was like, can I suck his cock? And she said, yeah. And he said, yeah. So I kneeled in front of him and took his big, thick cock into my mouth and down my throat. And then she and I licked it together and kissed while stroking his cock. And then she backed off a little bit and let me enjoy his cock all by myself. And then she went and sucked my friend's cock while I sucked her man's. And then I fingered her. And then I rode her man's big dick. And then my friend was fucking her doggy. And her man told me he wanted to do the same. So she and I were kneeling next to each other on the couch, both getting fucked from behind. And we were kissing a little bit. And then her man decided he wanted to fuck her. So our friends kind of swapped places. He fucked her, and then my friend put his dick in my mouth, and I was rubbing her clit while she was getting fucked from behind. And then there was a lot of like swapping back and forth. So she rode my friend, and her guy was fucking me again. And I was grabbing her tits and sucking on her nipples while we were both getting fucked. And then another dude came over and I was stroking his cock. So I was stroking two cocks and getting fucked. And yeah, lots of other things have happened since then, but this particular night it was kind of quiet, and I was definitely louder than the other women there. And my friend said when he was fucking the other girl, he couldn't even hear her because I was louder. I mean, I was right next to them, but you guys know I get pretty loud, and I get way louder when I'm actually with a partner or getting fucked. So that was my first time there. I've been there many, many other times, and it's always a little different. The crowd's always a little different. Depends like on the night, the party, the host, how many people show up, the weather, if there's a holiday, blah blah blah. It's always different. You never know exactly what to expect, but it's always fun. I've had a lot of firsts there. All of that stuff plus my first my first small gangbang. Was my first orgy there? I'm not sure. A lot of firsts there. I've been fucked in the DJ booth there many times now. That's fun. And now, since you guys have listened to hopefully an entertaining story, I want you to just listen to me again. So as I said, I was playing before I started recording for you. So my pussy is very wet. And my nipples have been so fucking sensitive this week. Like, I mean, they always are. But they really have been. So I have my AirPulse toy. And right now I'm really just sliding it up and down between my pussy lips. All the way down. Down. Oh, just past the entry of my pussy, up over my clit, and it feels so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Oh, I need to come again. I need to get fucked is what I need, but for today, that's not what's happening. Fuck. I hope my story turned you guys on. And I hope that you are touching yourselves. And I would love if you come with me. It's okay if you don't. It's okay if you're not even touching yourself. Though I would ask, are you even listening to this? Although I listen while driving, so sometimes I come while driving. I learned that there's an actual term for that the other day. Not coming while driving, though I'm sure there's a term for that. But the particular motion that I do with my hips that causes that beautiful feeling in my pussy and can make me come without actually using my hands or any other stimulation. Actually, one of you lovely Redditors taught me the term the other day. It's called centripeting. And apparently I've been doing that for many years. Fuck. I'm still just sliding. You know what? I'm gonna post a picture of this toy so you can see what it looks like if you don't already know. But the end of it, the part that kind of suctions around your clit, and then the, like, the air pulse thing, like, builds the pressure within that suction. Anyway, it's not on, but that, the head area is just perfect for what I'm doing right now. Just teasing myself, sliding it up and down, and it even feels nice to just slightly push inside my pussy. Feels like we're playing just the tip. That's such a tease though, because I would love to be filled right now. Oh, I'm being rude. I should let you hear. don't know how loud that was, but if you could hear it, that was the sound of my toy going up and down on my wet pussy. And just ever so gently touching and entering me. Oh, my fucking tight little pussy that needs to be filled so badly. I think I'm gonna park my toy right over my clit and turn it on. Listen, if you are a straight man, you should use one of these with your partner. I actually first enjoyed a toy, not this exact one, but the same concept, with one of my friends with benefits. He actually owns it, and he would bring it along. And it can be fun. Sometimes he likes to use it on me. Sometimes he likes to make me use it, and he just watches. And sometimes he makes me put it on my clit while he fucks me. Oh my god, the combination of this thing on your clit while getting fucked from behind is amazing. And if you're one of the few girlies that I know listen, do yourself a favor, because this thing is fucking great. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, my clit feels so fucking good. And, oh, I'm playing with my nipple. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good. For real, those of you that don't know what I look like, I have big tits and what they call ghost nipples. My nipples are really sensitive. My little pink buds like to be pinched and twisted and pulled a little bit. And they're so fucking hard right now. Oh my god. Fuck. Fucking god, yes. Yes. Oh, if you want to come with me, you should be ready soon. Oh my fucking god. Oh.
Oh, fuck. Oh my god. So fucking good. Oh my god, my toy on my clit. And I'm choking myself a little bit. But it feels so fucking good. Fucking God. Oh. Holy fuck. Oh. Fuck. Oh my God. That one was so fucking intense. Oh my God. Okay. Are you feeling? Because I feel fucking good. Oh my fucking god. Oh, I don't know if you can hear that. I just turned my toy back up. Because I am a greedy girl. Oh, and I want to come again. Oh. Oh my fucking god. Oh fuck. Oh my god, yes. Fuck, that feels amazing right now. Oh my god. Yes. Yes. Oh. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Feels so good. Oh fuck. Yes, yes. Fucking God. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Fuck, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, no. Is aching to be filled, even though that one feels so fucking amazing. Okay, I'll grab my other toy that I had at the ready. So when I posted a picture of last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever, my little blue one. Inside me. Oh, okay. Alright. So that one is inside of me. And it's got the bit that vibrates on your clit. Oh my God. Oh fuck, yes. Yes. Oh fuck. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, I'm fucking my pussy hard with this toy. And it's vibrating my clit, and I'm choking myself a little. So good. Fuck. Oh, my hand smells like pussy. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh. Holy shit, this audio is 30 minutes long. Okay, guys. Oh fuck. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed it, let me know. Especially if it made you come. Because I fucking love that. Turns me on so much. Okay.